Imagine this. It's 3 days after a sale. You open your support queue, and there's an email asking for a refund. That's sink-in feeling. I've been there. The good news is, most refund requests start as tiny confusions you can prevent. Let's make this simple. Ship a 3-message, 72-hour aftercare sequence you can write and schedule in 30 minutes, and you'll cut refunds, boost early satisfaction, and even get more referrals. Welcome back to The Daily Marketing Move. I'm Mason Reed. Every weekday, we break one useful marketing idea into something you can do today. By the end of this episode, you'll have 3 exact messages, 2 automation paths, a 30-minute launch checklist, and 1 metric to track for 7 to 14 days. Here's what matters. You do not need more complexity. You need more clarity.
Why 72 hours? Buyers form impressions fast. The first few interactions after purchase are where perceived risk either fades or grows. If a customer isn't unsure about next steps, worried they bought the wrong thing, or can't get an easy win, uncertainty grows, and so does the chance they'll ask for a refund. A timely, helpful sequence during that 72-hour window reduces friction and gives you a chance to fix small problems before they become refund requests.
Message 1. The order confirmation plus clear next steps. This isn't just thanks for your order. Lead with value and clarity. Say what happened, what the buyer should expect next, and one simple next step. Example microcopy. Thanks, your order is confirmed. Your download link, appointment, ship date is below. Next step. Check your inbox for an email titled Getting Started with X and open it within 24 hours so you can access the first module / prepare for your appointment. Always include one line that removes friction. If you don't see it in 10 minutes, reply to this email and I'll send it right away. Placement. Send this immediately and include key links at the top.
Message 2. The 24-48-hour onboarding tip that creates one small win. This message should be short. One helpful tip, one micro action the buyer can complete in 5 minutes, and a tiny proof line. For example, quick win. Open module 1 and complete step A. Most buyers see results in under 10 minutes. If you hit any snags, reply and I'll walk you through it. The goal is twofold. Reduce confusion and build confidence. Include a low-friction support link, not a support ticket form that scares people off.
Message 3. The 72-hour empathetic check-in. This is your refund prevention message. Start with empathy. I wanted to check in. Have you been able to get started? If something's unclear, tell me and I'll help. Offer troubleshooting steps, an easy way to get live help, or a refund if needed. And only then mention referrals as an optional second ask. If you're loving this, a quick share or review really helps. The tone has to be human and helpful, not salesy. You're protecting the customer first.
Okay, enough theory. Here are 3 copy swipes you can paste and tweak. First, for a service provider. Thanks for booking. Your appointment is confirmed for date time. Next step, fill this 2-question form so I can prepare. It takes 2 minutes. If you don't see the form, reply and I'll send it straight away. Second, for a digital product. Thanks, your purchase is done. Click here to access module 1. Quick win, watch the 3-minute walkthrough and do step 1. If anything's missing, reply and I'll fix it. Third, for a local shop. Thanks for your order, we'll be ready for pickup on date. To make pickup faster, reply with your preferred pickup window and we'll hold your bag. Questions? Just reply. Copy these and replace the specifics. Date, link, or step, and you're ready.
Now the automation paths. Option A is the simplest, an email-only sequence you can build in 20, 30 minutes. Trigger, order completes, send immediately, confirmation, then an email at 24 to 36 hours, onboarding tip, then the 72-hour check-in. Option B adds SMS as a fallback for the 24 to 72-hour messages, useful if your product is time-sensitive or customers often miss email. Rule of thumb, use SMS sparingly, keep messages under 160 characters, and always include an opt-out. Add a conservative send time rule to avoid time zone mistakes. Send between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. local time where possible.
How will you know it's working? Measure 3 things. Refund rate for the cohort, reply or satisfied rate, people who reply with questions or positive confirmation, and referral click rate if you include a share link. For a quick test, run this for your next 100 buyers. Compare refund rate over 14 days to the previous 100 buyer baseline. If refunds drop and replies increase, you're on to something. If you want numbers, a meaningful test is at least 50-100 orders per variant.
Smaller sellers can run a single arm before after with clear logging for 7 to 14 days.
Here's a 30-minute launch checklist you can follow now. 1. Draft the 3 messages using the swipes. 2. Set triggers in your email platform or automation tool. 3. QA links and mobile rendering. Open every link on your phone. 4. Schedule sends and apply a tag like Aftercare Active to orders. 6. Route replies into a single inbox and add a triage tag, Aftercare Reply. 6. Monitor your first 20 buyers closely for errors. That's it. If you do these 6 things, you've launched safely.
Troubleshooting and guardrails. First risk, sounding pushy. Mitigation. Always lead with help, not asks. Put the referral as optional and second order. Second risk, timing errors or sending to folks who already resolved the issue. Mitigation. Add a quick pre-send rule to exclude orders with fulfilled or refunded statuses. Third risk, support surges. Mitigation. Automate a lightweight triage tag and set a 24-48-hour SLA. If volume spikes, pause check-ins and send a brief update letting customers know you're working through replies. Fourth risk, broken links. That mobile QA step in the checklist is non-negotiable.
Quick do's and don'ts on tone. Do be human, brief, and helpful. Do include 1 actionable next step. Don't bury support links in long legal text. Don't use refund threats or guilt. That backfires. Keep language simple, first person, and customer focused.
Today's marketing move. Schedule the 3 aftercare messages for your next batch of buyers and pick 1 metric to track for 7 to 14 days. I recommend refund rate. Follow the 30-minute checklist, tag the orders, and monitor the first 20 closely. You'll learn more from doing this than from planning for another week. Here's what to do in the next 30 minutes. Paste 1 of the swipes, set triggers, QA on your phone, and schedule.
If this episode helped, tell us how your test went. Share the result with our community. And remember, the goal is not to do more marketing. The goal is to do better marketing. I'll be back tomorrow with another bite-sized move you can use. Here's today's marketing move.